Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, come on, come on.
Come and talk to me.
Wanna see us
down
by the bottom of the mat.
Uh-huh.
Other shows ain't worthy.
Uh-huh.
Every topic cut at 8 o'clock Monday and Thursday. On the Miss Lee.
What
we knew that these screets
is yeah.
the best in radio. Why tell us if we already
know?
Hey,
hey.
And, tell them what you went for.
Yeah.
Just hit the phone line. Get some info.
Hello?
That's 347215651 9.
Uh-huh.
Simple. Jot it down if you need a pencil.
Woo.
It's official. If an issue, we can get you. If you call, we
call.
Can get you. Say your name, say it's on your mental. It is what it is, right here with Miss Lee.
What up?
It's time to start the show. You damn right.
You damn right.
Get me.
Monday nights, heavy topics,
we gonna talk about. Thursday night, whatever's popping,
gonna talk about.
Miss Lee's on a mission. Stilettos and combos division.
What?
To get people talking.
Huh?
To get people listening.
Alright.
As the show grows, you know the guest list. It goes
From
R&B divas to stars from those TV shows.
Okay.
People making a difference. Footprints,
combos,
combos and poets. Artists
more,
with
more.
Dope flows. The elements represent, as he said, go pro. People making things happen. People making things go. From TV to film and even music too. Talk about the things that people say and the things that they do. Let's get it.
What's going on? It's your girl, Miss Lee, on another lovely Thursday evening as we discuss some hot topics. So much to talk about in the news over the past couple weeks. I think it's been about 2 weeks since we've had a Thursday show. But best believe we got some things to talk about tonight on the show. So you know how to connect, as always. Phone lines are open. 347-215-6519 is the number. Also, like the show on Facebook, so let us in combo with you, and follow us on Twitter. Stilettos Combos, all one word, capital S, capital C. You can do it. It's a hot Thursday here in the DMV. And, of course, on this hot Thursday, my other hand is going to make the conversation hot along with me. So I must say hello to my boy T. How you doing, T?
What's up, Lee? What's going on? We're still good people. Another Thursday. It is hot in the DMV area. I don't know where you at, where you live, but, I mean, somebody turned the heat on and turned the heat on for real. So it's Thursday night. We're trying to take it back a little bit. Chill, cool out, talk about the hot topics on a hot Thursday, and if you got them, drink them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
With a margarita, some glass of wine, you know, a shot of whiskey, something. Weekend is almost upon us, so let's chill and do what we need to do. So.
Yeah, it is. It's definitely Rita's weather. It's very clean blizzard weather. It's the good humor ice cream truck weather. It's all kinds of weather going on. So I'm with you on that, you know. Just chill, be cool as we get hot with these topics. And I know on Monday, T, you were so adamant and so boisterous about not discussing Caitlyn Jenner, Ruth Caitlyn.
Yeah,
however,
I'm not talking about that. I'm done with that guy.
Right. So I'm done with it too. I really am. And however, there are some things that's going on with Caitlin Bruce, Caitlin, whomever they are. She is, you know, I have help with this. I am a avid sports fan, and you know this. I love the Eagles. You know, I'm watching the finals. You know, I'm not really into baseball, but, you know, I watch it. You know, Serena, you know, hit 20 grand slams. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm all about sports and empowerment and athleticism and all of that, being a former athlete myself in my young days. But I really have a feel. I feel some kind of way, T, about Caitlin getting this Arthur Ashe Award at the damn Essie. I really feel some kind of way, and I'm not really feeling the reason behind it. So they're giving Caitlin the award because she is courageous. But she hasn't done anything to give back. There's been no courage. I mean, you get boobs and you take estrogen and you turn into a woman. And I guess being a woman, T, is very courageous. And I feel like if that's what the story is really about, I don't know what's going on with ESPN. Like, I don't know, T. I don't know.
I mean, this entertainment, they looking to get, you know, the most publicity out of this, you know, it's a award by giving Bruce Jenner this award as Caitlyn Jenner, you draw people into watching these awards that wouldn't draw them in, that you normally wouldn't draw in. So now you have a spectacle. So the only reason they giving that award is so that they can boost ratings and make money. So it, to me, is disrespectful to the memory of Arthur Ashe, because that's supposed to mean something. So basically, you're taking the meaning of the award of the award and you're pimping it out and distorting it. So, I mean, there's other people that are much more deserving. Bruce Jenner hasn't done anything sport-related for how many years? When was the last time he was on the Wheaties box? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like, you know, because he's a guy who, just like I don't think that they should take away his Olympic medals because now he's turning into Caitlyn Jenner, I don't think they should, on the same token, I don't think that they should give him any awards just because he's turning into Caitlyn Jenner. Like, is it really, especially when people are living transgender lives every day, and there's people that are making this change every day. So, I mean, is it courageous for him? Why is it more courageous for him than it is for any other transgender person out there? You know what I'm saying? So, like, this is a money story. This is the way America works. So, you know, if you didn't know, America all about that cash. So, and that's what it's about. It's about that bottom dollar. You know,
it is a mess, and it just makes me like not have, like. I'm so lost for words, T. Like, and you know, it's hard for me to be at a loss for words. But it should really wake people up. We have so many followers in entertainment, and it just drives me insane. You know, I think people really need to follow, like, speak out and really think outside of just what people are spoon-feeding and brainwashing the things. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy to me. Like, they were, you know, everything, like, I'm seeing posts about, you know, who cares if Kanye is having a boy? Like, I think we need to really focus on some things that really make a difference, you know, and that's really detrimental to our society and to our kids and to you know, all of the other things. I mean, it's just, it blows my mind. And, you know, to really sit here and see how Caitlyn Jenner is, or Bruce Kate, whatever, is winning this award, when they were even saying, Bob Costas, he called the ESPN decision to award Caitlyn Jenner with the Arthur Ashe Award a crass exploitation play. He also said that it's not only him, but it's a lot of other, you know, influential people in sports, in the media, that also feel the same way. People are out voicing their outrage on social media, criticizing ESPN for not choosing the Mount St. Joseph basketball player Lauryn Hill, who battled brain cancer while staying on the team. And she spent the last year of her life at the age of 19 fighting cancer and building awareness to cancer. That, to me, is somebody that should win the Arthur Ashe Award. I totally agree. They also mentioned they overlooked the candidate, the Iraq veteran, Noah Galloway. He was on Dancing with the Stars. He was an Iraq veteran, but he competes in extreme sports. And, you know, he was competing on Dancing with the Stars with, you know, missing an arm and a leg. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy that because he decides to be a she, that she's... I'm just so over it. I'm just so disgusted. I'm just so disgusted. I know you can tell.
I'm saying as far as I'm concerned, like, with things of that nature, is you got to take it for what it is. Bob Costas is right. It is an exploitation.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, ESPN is about money. Now, it takes away from the integrity of the award. So, for me, it's like anybody after Bruce Jenner that gets this award, you know, is the integrity of the award still there? Because I think it tarnishes the integrity of the award.
Right.
So.
Yeah. I just posted the article on Stilettos and Convos with Miss Lee's Facebook page, so you can take a look at the article, the quotes, the tweets, and the comments that you know, individuals posted on this Caitlyn Bruce Jenner situation. Now that we did that to bed, in other sports news, because, you know, I got to talk about sports. There was a domestic violence issue in the WNBA. Now, I've voiced and said that I had issues, of course, with the WNBA because, you know, it's, you know, and women equality and how women get treated and, you know, and I'm all about, you know, the equality of women and you know, equal pay and all of that. So, Brittany Griner and Glory Johnson, they are, Brittany is the WNBA star, right? So she married in a ceremony Glory Johnson, who is also a female. They were arrested on assault and disorderly conduct charges, and she has received the record of suspensions in the WNBA, which is a 7-game due to domestic violence between both of them. And, you know, it's interesting because we talk about domestic violence here on the show, and we, you know, talk about, you know, men, you know, beating women, and, you know, there are some cases of women beating on men. But then when you have, you know, situations where we have same-sex marriages and you have domestic violence in these marriages, why aren't these stories being talked about? And, you know, because, you know, I definitely, you know, am not, you know, a lot of people, I guess, have a lot to say about same-sex marriages and, you know, people have their opinions, but however, violence in a relationship is violence. So, going into this situation, within a month, to avoid this situation, Brittany Griner tried to file for an annulment on June 5th, one day after, I guess, they decided to be to have a baby. So there's a whole lot going on in this story. So they're married, had a domestic violence issue. The wife decides to announce on social media that they're expecting a baby.
The wife and the wife?
She and she, I guess. So right after she announces that they wanted to get an annulment, well, one wanted to get the annulment, one then says that she is having a baby. So there's a lot going on, T. And I feel like this is real life right here. I think they started to talk about this back in 2013, an article called A Same-Sex Domestic Violence Epidemic is Silent, and this is from The Atlantic, which is a publication, and they're talking about why aren't conversations being had of female-on-female domestic violence. So,
that's because,
what are your thoughts on this?
It's not being talked about because in the reality of it, same-sex marriage is still very new. And there's still yet a lot to be uncovered, determined.
Right.
You know, for the same reason that domestic violence wasn't talked about in regular marriage for years, you can't expect for, oh, so now same-sex marriages are more accepted, so they automatically should be on or are going to be on equal standing as, you know, traditional marriage. It's not.
Right.
It's the same way of saying, you know, blacks in America should be able to have equal rights. They should be on par with other races in America because slavery is over. No, well, you know, civil rights movement was in the 1960s, and you expect us to, you know, you expect black people to get over centuries of of soulful trauma and all of a sudden be right there? No. So and not to compare race to not to intentionally compare race to sexual preference, but it's a whole matter of here you have something that's still brand spanking new, still out the box, not even decided upon federally, which I think the decision will be coming from the Supreme Court sometime this year about whether same-sex marriage is being legal federally. So, you know, you can't expect for there to be the same kind of outcry or the same kind of outrage as it is when a man beats a woman or there's some, you know, or you know, parents are beating kids. I mean, violence is violence, and it's never good in any aspect. But it's people are still digesting the idea of two people of the same sex are able to get married. You know, we don't know what, you know, because it's like the whole thing with divorce. Like, wow, you know, like, how does that work? You know, like, you know, I didn't know the wife and the wife. Who's the wife? Is there a husband and wife? Like, how do you address that? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, like, as far as, you know, and then when I look at it, it's like, well, two girls fighting. Is it domestic violence or is it just a girl fight?
You getting turned on a little bit? No, I'm just playing. But yeah.
Not by them.
Right. But yeah, it's so glaring and it's so blurry. It is, because like you said, T, it is new. It is territory that, you know, I think is learning to, people are learning to address in a way of, you know, trying to show respect but still trying to understand what's really going on. And it's definitely something that it's out there and it's happening. And, you know, I have a couple friends, you know, who are of that lifestyle, and, you know, they talk about those situations happening all the time, you know, but again, you know, when they, you know, when they go through those channels, you know, and try to, you know, voice their opinion and, you know, report issues to the authorities, you know, it is a whole nother, you know, situation that it's not taken as lightly, it's not taken as seriously. It's like, is it really domestic violence, or is it really, how do you charge this? You know, is it just two girls fighting, or is it just a domestic violence issue where you can go to jail like you if it was a man or a woman? You know what I'm saying?
But you could go to jail for simple assault as well.
Right.
You know, domestic violence, you know, brings a whole other connotation to it. But, like, my whole thing is this also. Like, you have a lot of people that just really don't, are willfully ignorant. And I will say, when it comes to matters of same-sex anything, I am a person that's willfully ignorant. And not in the sense of, you know, being closed-minded and trying to bash and, you know, being homophobic or anything like that. But it's like...
Right.
Those types of issues don't affect my life. Like, there is nothing in my psyche remotely interested in trying to understand the nuances of same-sex relationships. That's not something that I'm about, you know what I'm saying? And no hate or disrespect to any of our listeners that are out there that's their lifestyle. But, like, for me, it's like, I'm... First and foremost, I'm going to respect you as a person. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I'm going to respect you as a person. And after that, you know, whatever you choose to do in your bedroom is not my business. I'm not asking you questions about it. I'm not, you know, we're not having conversations about it. So therefore, my world is pretty much like when we see each other, when we talk, when we work together, what have you, you a person. And I'm going to treat you like a person. But what happens in your bedroom, I don't want to know about. And I don't care to know about. Like I, especially I'm not sharing what's going on in my bedroom with you, so I really just don't want to know what's going on in your bedroom. Now, if as a person, if you're being abused in any type of relationship, whether it's parent, child, husband, wife, co-worker, whatever, you should seek to end that relationship because, you know, physical violence and harm to other people is not the way to go. And that should be stopped and that should be dealt with as it is. You know,
that's true. I agree. And, you know... I think, you know, at the end of the day, everybody has the capability of being subjected to a domestic issue. Okay, you don't want it, but everybody can be subjected to it because you don't know what each day is going to bring. However, there's signs, there's signals, there's all kinds of things that kind of pop up. And it's really about how you address the signs, you know, and... You know, it's really important that these topics are discussed because, you know, a conversation about it can save a life. You know what I'm saying? Can save a court date, can save cash, you know, dollars from taxpayers and all of that. You know, so these are the types of topics that, you know, I like to address and bring up the awareness so that way, you know, you're able to really think about how we perceive what's fair, what's not fair, and how when you're voting, you're able to make changes to give equality to everybody despite the lifestyle that they live. So I posted that article as well on the Stilettos and Combos with Miss Lee Facebook page. When we come back, we have some more news to talk about between Dusty Rhodes, some news out of California, as well as some entertainment news as well. And, we're going to keep the hot conversations flowing. And let's do a little bit of that Earth, Wind, and Fire, a little bit of September because it's hot. And, let's get it.
September, love was changing the minds, pretender.
remember, just, you know, party up, tell me you remember. You know, happy music. It's the summertime. It's hot. Listening to Hot Convos with Miss B and C, bringing the hottest pieces of conversation and topics and all of that that's hitting the news. And I love to revive the Stilettos family with some good news. T, you ready for some good news in this time of adversity and racism and abuse and trials and tribulations? T, are you ready?
I'm always ready for good news.
Yes. So this is good news, Stiletto fam. From ABC News 7 out of Los Angeles, California. The article, I'm just going to read the title of the article. This is out of the education section of ABC News in L.A. All Boys Watts High School has 100% college acceptance rate. Ah, I love it. For over 50 years, Verbum Day School in Watts has been a safe haven and a launch pad for educational service. Service to success. This year, every senior at the All Boys High School has been accepted into college. That is just awesome. One of the boys says that he wants to be an orthopedic surgeon or an oral surgeon. His name is Zachary Burge. Nicholas Bates says, most importantly, I want to major in mathematics and do a program with Georgetown and Columbia where I could be an engineer. Juan Perez Jr., he says he is the first in his family to go to college. So think about that. Juan Perez Jr. in 2015 is the first one in his family to go to college. He was accepted into St. John's University in Minnesota, and his family is excited. He said, they always tell me every single day since I'm going to be the first person in my family to be going that they are extremely proud of me. The dean of counseling is, he says, the key to success for these students is their desire to want more. He says, a lot of people think we just do community service for class. We do it. Not just for a grade, but for the community. That is what a lot of people don't see. I just love these stories, T. Like, all boys, mixed races, from California.
What I want to say about that is, why aren't we getting more studies about how these teachers are being successful in this school and replicating that in schools in urban areas across the country? Like, whenever you hear stories like that, and it's like, you know, all boys, you know, all minority boys or all minority children have 100%, you know, graduation rate, 100% college acceptance rate. Why aren't more studies being done about what are the techniques being used in the classroom, and why aren't we taking that and replicating that style or system of education in urban areas around the country? Because, I mean, it's out there so much that, you know, minorities can't succeed. And that's the thing that's killing me lately, because anything minority is deemed automatically to be criminal or subpar or
right.
Failure, especially when talking about the black and brown communities in this country. So, I mean, this is good news, and it's a shame that something like this is not going to be, you know, the headline story on the Today Show. It's not going to be the headline story on tonight's news. It's not going to be, we're going to lead off with this. No, you know what they're going to lead off with? They're going to lead off with negativity. And to me, this is something like, it should be, you know, there's so much ignorance out here. There's so many, and I hate to say it, it's sad to say, but there's so many people that still think of, you know, black and brown people as unable to be productive citizens in this country.
Yeah. You know, and not only, you know, because I like to build on this story and shout out other college, other schools as well. Because we talked about last year, and, you know, Chicago has been in the news as well, see, you know, in violence and in racial injustice and all kinds of just negative press that Chicago has received. So Chicago also was in the news with this as well, with the Urban Prep Academy in Chicago. So this is for 5 years in a row. Their students have all been accepted into college as well. So last year, 240 students that graduated at this Chicago Urban Prep Academy all got accepted into college with their high school diploma, and then they repeated it again in 2015. You know, and for Chicago, you know, to not only keep the tradition going 5 years in a row, but to still send more of you know, of those you know, brown and black kids to school. And, you know, I'm quite sure there's some other races mixed in there as well that are just not, you know, talked about. But Dwayne Wade, he donated $10,000 to the cost of the prom for the graduating class. A lot of the celebrities are reaching, you know, doing donations to celebrate these victories for these young boys at these various charter schools across the country. And I just love it. I love it. It's awesome. I'm posting that article on the Facebook page as well and on Twitter. So take a look at it. But I agree with you, Key. Those stories are the stories that need to be talked about. It really does. Let's take a look. I like good news. It just makes me just happy. So it was weird today, ladies and gentlemen, because I, you know, went to work a little late today, and I had the capability of watching the news. And I don't really watch the news in the morning. Typically in the morning, I just have my quiet time. I get dressed. I head out to the 9 to 5, and I just kind of go on about my day. So today I decided to just watch the news and, you know, just kind of see what stories were about and, you know, just kind of see what was really popping and what was going on. So I watched Good Morning America, and I watched a couple other news shows, and a story was released that I think is something that we need to be aware of. And I like being aware of health issues, you know what I'm saying? So there is a illness called Middle Eastern Respiratory Syndrome. And this is like how they were describing it. It's like SARS and Ebola times 10. So this respiratory illness is something that is spreading fast, not only in the Middle East, but in Korea. And they are, what the CDC is currently issuing a statement. They were supposed to issue it earlier today about the symptoms and things to be treated. And the fear, of course, is it spreading to other countries, because this illness has already been attached to over 10,000 people, and it is vastly spreading. And it's very important that we're aware of these various, you know, illnesses that can come across the borders into the U.S. of A, because the symptoms are very similar to your common cold. So, you know, it's getting warm. You know, people got allergies. People, you know, got hay fever and all kinds of things going on. And a lot of the symptoms can be misdiagnosed. And because of the misdiagnosis and people are not aware of this illness, you know, a lot of people have already lost their lives. So it's called MERS, M-E-R-S. Definitely look it up. Get the details on it. You know, if you're having to be traveling across the waters, or if you know, a lot of individuals from Korea, from the Middle East, you know, they come over to the U.S. of A., thinking they have just a regular cough, and then it turns into something else. So that kind of freaked me out, T, because they're talking about one person has the mega gene, and that's just spreading the germ to everybody, who's in turn spreading the germ to everybody else. And you're able to catch this illness by coughing. Someone can cough on you straight out of the movie Outbreak, and then there you have it. You got the illness.
There you have it. This is your Stilettos and Combos public service announcement for the evening of June 11th, 2015. Go get yourself checked.
If get you coughing, check.
If you coughing, go to the doctor.
Go to the doctor because it's taking out people. I'm telling you, you know, airplanes are not clean. They are dirty. And you don't know.
Giving a shout out to everybody that cough around me. What you doing? You know, homie, you got MERS? Go get that checked out.
What?
Right, you gonna have me at work tomorrow. Like, people gonna be calling my, hey, you gonna have to back up with that. You gonna have to give me 10 or 15 feet for my protection.
Yes, because they were saying that the doctors in Korea and the doctors in parts of the Middle East were thinking it's just a regular respiratory, you know, infection. Because you get, kids get respiratory infections, you know what I'm saying, where your lungs have fluid and it's just kind of some congestion going on. You're not getting oxygen the way that you should, and you got the cough, and, you know, you got a fever, and, and those are basic respiratory,
One of my homies is on his way back from Korea right now. He just, shout out to the big homie Hassan. He just did a year on duty over in Korea, and he's on his way back to the States. So, as soon as he started coughing, I'm sending his ass directly to the hospital. Even though he works in the hospital, but it's like, go directly to the hospital, do not pass go. Don't go directly to jail, go directly to the hospital, do not pass go.
Yo, I'm just saying, you got to be careful. And ladies and gentlemen, we spend so much time watching ratchetness. Gotta watch the news, because you gotta know what's really going on. Because I was watching the news this morning, and it really wasn't a long segment. It was like a quick hit or miss. Like, these are the stories that you need to pay attention to, because you don't know where people travel to. You don't know where they come from. You don't know. And I don't want somebody coughing on me and they misdiagnosing me, and lo and behold, I'm in isolation and they trying to figure out why the heck Miss Lee got these issues with her respiratory system. See, I don't have time for that. And ladies and gentlemen, I hope you don't have time for that either. So, knowledge is power. It's called MERS, MERS. Research it. Look it up. Find the symptoms and just be aware. When it's hot, germs and stuff, just be floating. That's my public service announcement. Yeah. Thank you, Chief. I appreciate it heavily. So, in other news, see, you were a wrestling fan, right? I think you mentioned that on the show.
Not like a big wrestling fan. Like, I watched it, but, like, for me, it wasn't like, oh, man, wrestling's coming on. Gotta watch it. It's like, I watched the first few WrestleManias, and I was like, I had my favorite. Like, I dug the Road Warriors. I liked the Junkyard Dog. Who didn't like Hulk Hogan? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, it that was my era. And Ric Flair, Superfly, Jimmy Snuka, those are people that I was aware of, and those are people that, were familiar to me. But I can't say I was a diehard. I didn't go home and make the cardboard championship belt and put the foil on them. That was
Yeah, so Rusty Rhodes has passed away. He was a very popular wrestler. He's 69 years old. He was known as the big, boisterous, bionic elbow-throwing wrestler. he was the American dream. They didn't say what caused his passing or the location. However, you know, a lot of my fellow friends who are wrestling fans, they're definitely, you know, a little sad, and they've been posting videos and pictures and of their old dolls and things that they've had, and they kind of held on to their keepsakes. So, you know, much love to the family, and, you know, and it's interesting because there is another link on CNN.com of all of the stars that we've already lost in 2015, and it's already halfway through, you know, and there's a list of people that's no longer with us, from Ronaldo Ray has passed away, Ben Stiller's mom has passed away. I don't know if you guys seen The Wedding Singer. I love that movie with Adam Sandler. The old lady, the grandma, she passed away. The one of the little boys from Everybody Loves Raymond has passed away. Richard Dicer from L.A. Law, Victor Hazard, James Best passed away. I mean, just so many people.
I mean, that's just to say, you know, tomorrow is not promised to any one of us.
It is not.
So, you know, don't take life for granted. Don't take tomorrow for granted. Say I love you to the people that you love. You know, make sure people know that you love them. Live life with a purpose. Live life purposefully. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, no man knows the time. A place when it's up, it's up. When it's your time to go, it's your time to go. But, you know, be kind to one another. Love one another. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Life is too short to walk around with a lot of bitterness and negativity. You know,
it's so true. It's true. I mean, so many people, like Anthony Riley from The Voice, B.B. King, Johnny Kemp, Benny King, Percy Sledge, Andre Crouch passed away. I mean, just live long and just thank God for your days. This is crazy.
And this has been the somber inspirational moment of June 11th, 2015, brought to you by the good folks at Stilettos and Combos. Just trying to give you something to think about. Live life with purpose. And this has been your uplifting inspiration for tonight.
And on that note, let's play a little Erica Campbell, because I love God. You're listening to Stilettos and Combos with Flea and T, with your PSAs of the day and your inspirational messages to get you through. Let's get it.
I love God.
You love God? What's wrong with you?
Clone, nine up. Where it's like they got these blinders on. It's like they mind is gone. They all in the styrofoam. Like they know the flavor haters all on my block. Trying to make they self home.
You don't love God?
What's wrong with you? It's a question that no one seems to be answering. Hiding behind a mask with a digital blast off. If you real, take that mask off and take that cast off. Let's see the hurt behind your pain. So me from them that. Like roll that, smoke that, drink that. But when the high comes down, you feel the same. See, that was me though. Trying to go 100, God brought me back down to zero. Can't do this on my own. Yeah, I'm gone, but I still need a hero. Got homies on the block, they don't mean nothing. Smoke weed all day, don't mean nothing. Get drunk all day, they don't mean nothing. Say I love God, but they don't mean nothing. If I don't live for him, I'll buy for him, I'll die for him. This platform is abnorm. For those thinking that church is only behind four walls, got it wrong, docs to be out the box like God. Welcome to my block. Call the homies in the hood and go come to the building. Christ off of nothing, we bringing them Jesus.
I don't think that I can live no other way. Truth be told, I'm living now on an A. Y'all done seen them blessings in the modern day. The Lord I serve, He give them to me every day. I'm forgiven, I'm forgiven. See, I done been forgiven, now I'm living. And when I say I love, I mean it. Cause none of this ain't nothing, if He comes in, I'm here to
love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? I love God.
I was listening to you talk about the MERS epidemic. I think that's crazy, you know, because we're just getting past over the shock that, you know, Ebola was almost introduced into this country last year. So it's like, you got to be on your P's and Q's no matter where you go. So it's like, you know, got to protect yourself 100%. And it's hard because no matter where you're traveling, even locally, you know, one sneeze, one handshake, somebody's germs can spread right to you. So it's like, I'm learning that a lot as I'm getting older. You know, I don't got the same immune system I had when I was a young child. So it's like, you know, you definitely got to be safe about everything. So as you were talking about that, I wanted to stay in the medical field because I was actually watching the news earlier, and you guys know about the whole thing about trying to legalize medical marijuana, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah. We actually did a show about legalizing
the weed. Yes, the ooh wee and the fake weed. I heard this morning was also on the news. They call it Scooby Doo, which is not really what it is. Well, go ahead. I apologize. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's a new name. I didn't even know there was another nickname for it. But
yeah,
I was reflecting on that. We actually had, surprisingly or not, you know, talk show host Montel Williams. He actually came by up in the Harrisburg today in the state capitol, and, you know, shout out to Montel because he's trying to promote a lot of this awareness of legalizing medical marijuana because he goes through MS and he needs it to sustain the symptoms. So he came up and he was talking to the people who are going through a lot of challenges trying to legalize it up here because there is a bill currently in the state house that needs to be passed by one person to legalize the thing, but he doesn't want to do it because there's not enough evidence done or not enough research done about it. So when Montel heard about it, he came up here and he was like, you know, I think it's important that this needs to be passed because there are a lot of people who could benefit from it. A lot of young kids are dying because they don't have the proper medication. You know, babies having seizures, people who have cancer, you know, could use the oil benefits from it. So,
yeah.
But my question to you is, how do you guys feel about it being legalized? Because there's one side saying that, you know, the health benefits are good. This is going to help our children out. You know, nobody's going to get any high from it once the oil is used in the proper way. And then there's the other side saying that, you know, this is just an excuse for people to just continue to use their pot usage and their pot recreation. So it's like, I mean, at first when I heard the story, when he even brought it out, I was against it because I'm like, okay, now you're legalizing a drug that anybody can get a hold of just to say, well, I'm sick, so let me just smoke this and this will go away. But once I got to really know the story and how it's affecting a lot of kids, I mean, a lot of kids are dying because this one little thing could save their life, and they don't want to pass it for some reason in Pennsylvania because there's not enough research done. So it's like, I think you should just push aside what you feel about it and look at the focus. This is going to help people in a helpful way, not a harmful way. So, I mean, what is your take on that? You know, because I wouldn't say I'm on both sides of the fence, but I'm kind of like right stuck in the middle. So I just needed another maybe set of ears from what you guys think about it.
Well,
you
know, what I can say, we definitely, we did talk about the topic of marijuana, the UVE, about when it was legalized here in the D.C. area. And, you know, medical marijuana is, I think, legal in more states than recreational use of marijuana. So, I mean, if it is treatment, you know, there's all kinds of different treatments that people go through to help, you know, with illnesses and curing pain, you know, from holistic approaches to spiritual approaches to experimental approaches to kind of help people fight and live with various illnesses. You know, I think anything medically, you know, hey, if it's something that, you know, states vote on to approve and doctors can back up the reasons behind it, you know, those are also mm-hmm. regulated as well based off of state guidelines. I mean, hey, it is what it is and go for it. You know, but, you know, recreational use is a whole other thing. So, you know, for PA, I think, you know, they're in that same boat with a lot of other states, and that's why, you know, I always say that when you're mm-hmm. voting, you know, ladies and gentlemen, you got to read and understand what you're voting for and really weigh those pros and cons. But I think, I know it's marijuana is legal in New Jersey, and I know that it's legal, I think, parts mm-hmm. of Maryland, too. Like, I think it's across
right.
the tri-state. I just think it's, you know, it's up to whatever treatments people want to go with. That's my take on
yeah,
it. I don't know if you have a thought on that as well.
I absolutely do have a thought on that. But, you know, my thought goes... My thought goes back to, you know, looking at, you know, when you look at marijuana as a whole, you know, why was it criminalized in the first place? Why was there a prohibition ever placed on marijuana? Because just like alcohol, marijuana was one of those things that people used, and then for some reason it became criminalized. And the prohibition on marijuana in this country is just now coming to a point where it is ending and people are finding it more acceptable. I look at marijuana in comparison to alcohol. Recreational or medicinal use, like, there is no medicinal use for alcohol, yet and still, alcohol is widely used and abused in our society. When you look at marijuana, like, I don't know if there's conclusive evidence or conclusive study that it's addictive, it's not addictive, it can lead to this, it can't lead to that. It hasn't been proven. But what I do know is, as a medicinal use, it has far greater value in our society than alcohol does, and it helps for many different things. And I'm all for it. Like, whether you need to smoke a J, or you know, take some oil, or take a marijuana, a THC oil supplement, in order to ease chronic pain, whether it's, you know, to get appetite back after chemotherapy treatment, you know, these things are being denied people, and it's about quality of life. Whatever you have, whatever drug is out there, it will be abused, whether legal or illegal, because there's plenty of people out there abusing legal drugs. So why not legalize marijuana? Why not especially legalize medicinal use of marijuana? Because medicinal use of marijuana, of course, there's going to be people out there that take advantage of it and abuse it, but just like they do with sleeping pills, with oxycodone, with Xanax, with Ambiens, you're going to have people that's going to abuse it. But for the people that actually need it to improve their quality of life, why are we keeping that from them? That's my thoughts.
And then, too, like we both mentioned, you know, medical use is regulated differently. You know, there's different guidelines. There are certain doctors that can only prescribe it. Like, there's different, you know, medical stipulations that go along with it. So, you know, it is different, and that's why it's two different types of voting on the ballot to kind of get those laws passed. So being aware of all of those ins and outs, you know, you can't just go to your doctor and say, I need you to prescribe me some weed, because you ain't going to get it. But you definitely, you know, got to be aware. So, you know.
Yeah, I think that's what the problem is. I think people attach themselves to, you know, the excuse of, okay, once this is legalized, and, you know, I'm not saying this out there for anybody to go and be like, oh, okay, he said this, so I'm going to just go pick this up and start doing this thing. No, it's not that. I'm saying, you know, separate the judgment from seeing it as an excuse to want to do that if they're trying to do it for a helpful purpose, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I think people are so attached to that that they're going to find ways around it, find loopholes around it. And I think this discussion is always going to be on the table, because in the back of their head, they're like, you know, we're trying to do a service for the people, but then, you know, there are people out there that are going to take advantage of the system. Just like you were saying earlier, you know, people in the community take advantage of the right thing for the wrong reason, basically.
Absolutely.
You know. I mean, I'm not saying that it shouldn't be legalized. I'm not saying that it shouldn't be used out there in a helpful way. All I'm just saying is, you know, if it's going to help the children out, you know, and it's, that's the only last resort you have, you know, do it for the children. That's all I look at it. You know, and I don't think a lot of people in government are looking at it that way. So
but I mean,
a lot
where,
of added
where,
advocacy
where
about it, you know.
Where you're at in Pennsylvania, there's a lot of conservatism, because you have the two ends, the bookends of the state, Pittsburgh and Philadelphia, and they're as liberal could be, but they always say in between Pittsburgh and Philadelphia, Pennsylvania is not much different than the Alabama or somewhere in the Midwest. There's a lot of small towns. There's a lot of there's a lot of people that are closed-minded to, you know, just some of the things that are, I'm just going to say change. You know, there's a lot of people that, you know, get caught in their small town way of thinking, and the world is perfect where they are, and the world is perfect the way it is, and they don't want to see it change. And anything that threatens that change, they will staunchly stand against. You know, anything that they see as a threat to change. So, if you leave it up to the people of Pennsylvania, like, regardless of how many people are in between Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, I'm pretty sure if people come out to vote, then you will see a change in the laws of Pennsylvania, and it will, medical marijuana will eventually, Pennsylvania will eventually become another state where medical marijuana is accepted. I mean, it's already, the use of marijuana is already decriminalized in Philadelphia. So that means they're not locking people up for smoking a J or having a J.
Because it's still legal everywhere, definitely. Right. It's still legalized where there's no criminal tag behind it. So, you know, anybody can just pick up this stuff and be like, well, I'm sick, so this is going to help me out. And that's not what we're saying right here. I'm just saying as a potential way to improve somebody's health. I mean, it's a little shady on some people's mind, but again, if it's going to help out the children, that's how I look at it. I think a lot of families should deserve a chance to see if it's going to work for, you know.
Yeah.
That's just my take on it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I definitely thank you for your comment and your question. And, you know, if you get a chance, and anyone else that wants to know more about this topic, you know, check out our previous episode on it to kind of get the full blow of the conversation that we had on the topic. And, you know, as it becomes more prevalent in conversation and more states, you know, voice their opinion, and the list grows and grows and grows, I'm quite sure we're going to talk about it again, because we definitely revisit a lot of topics here on the show, because these topics are very, very important.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Nothing
more.
Nothing wrong with having a lot of information, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Do we have another caller live on the air? Maybe not.
I'm not sure if we do. But, you know, they press the buttons like they wanted to talk, so we give them that opportunity. You know, like this is a community show. So, you know, if you got something to say and you want to join in on the conversation.
Yeah, voice your opinions, people. We want to know.
Please feel free.
Okay. Well, that's shy. But there was another topic, and I do want to shout out real quick Usher, because Usher just sang the national anthem. The NBA Finals Game 4 is beginning. And I just had a little moment because Usher disappeared. However, we will keep you posted on the game as well. And you can, you know, if you're not watching, definitely watch. See what's going on. I hope the Warriors kind of win so we can tie it back up, because I'm over LeBron and them. However,
I'm on the other side of you. I'm looking for LeBron to bring it home for Cleveland.
You vote for LeBron and them? Okay, sir.
Yeah, I like to see Cleveland get one. I think it would be a hell of a story. I mean, I think, you know, Golden State would be too, but it's not hard for me to see Golden State right back in this position again next year. However, I'm not so eager to say that I could see LeBron and them back in this position again next year. So I want to see them take it while the opportunity is there.
Yeah. We'll see. As we watch faithfully every other day or so. Another quick topic was is hitting the news, and a lot of people are voicing their opinion on it. Zoe Saldana is in the news, her and her husband. You know, people have a lot to say because her husband openly came out and said that her husband took her last name as opposed to she taking her husband's last name or hyphenating her name or not using his name at all. So she pretty much, her husband's name is Marco Perengo. He decided to take Saldana as his last name. Zoe explained on Facebook this past Monday that despite her attempts to stop him, he was inspired by his actions in hopes that other men take the opportunity to redefine what it means to be masculine. She says, why is it so surprising, shocking, eventful that
I'm
a man will take his wife's surname?
One word.
Women have never been asked to see it's okay for them to use their name. So why doesn't that make the news?
Foolishness.
Then you will not cease to exist by taking your partner's surname. Gentlemen, I implore you to think outside the box and resolve and remove the box together. Let's redefine masculinity. A real man acknowledges that nothing can be done. I hope the buzz behind this topic isn't for gossip, but as an inspiration for all of us to look within and see what's truly important.
You're up there preaching now, honey. You're preaching.
Men, take your woman's last name and be a man.
Never.
And be honest.
I'm gonna tell you why that's some BS. All right, hell to the no.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm a man. I'm 100% man, which means I am the head of my household and I lead my family and I lead my household. So when my household and my family is being led, they're being led with my name. They're being led under me. They're being led by me. So therefore, they will be led in the last name that I was born with, that I was given. I will not relinquish myself as the head of the household. And I know that, yeah, I could be a man and take my wife's last name, but no, she... Where our house, this is, I'm the head of the household. I guess I'm just old fashioned like that. Like, I don't, and it's not saying I don't think women are less or any less equal or partners, but I do believe in the hierarchy of marriage. I believe in the hierarchy of God's placement. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I know everybody doesn't believe in God, and but the way I believe in God and the faith that I've chosen is the same faith that my wife has and the same faith that she has chosen. So because we're on the same page about that, then, my household will be, you know, I'm leading my household. My wife is my helpmeet, and we're leading this under my name. And my son, when he's ready to start his family, he will lead his household, and that's what we instill in our kids. You know, I always look at it as my son is my legacy, my daughter is my life. So when you look at sons and daughters, sons are your legacy, your daughter is your life, which means life comes through your daughter, but your son carries on your name. And you pass that name on generation through generation through your son.
Amen.
So therefore, you know, if my son was to come back to me and say, "Dad, I'm going to take my wife's last name," I would be so hurt and so disappointed, because there are generations upon generations of Wakefield men. that came before him and that stood for something and that did something. And like we trace our family history back 7 generations. And for you to say as a man that I will neglect the generations before me and fail to pass on that name is disrespectful to the generations that came before. So for me, this is absolutely no, that's not negotiable. Now, if my wife chooses to hyphenate her last name, that's on her.
I think the whole conversation is, I don't know, it's funny to me, but it's interesting that this is getting people talking because, I feel like, I've always had a comment on the hyphenated name bullcrap, right? And I've always had an issue with kids being given their mother's name instead of the father's name, like the mom who hates their baby daddy is trying to erase the man that they slept with that they knew was a deadbeat from that child's life because they felt whatever. I have an issue with that as a whole. But it's just interesting that, you have celebrities. I feel like they kind of make their own rules when it comes to this kind of thing. I don't know where the tradition, it disappears because even like, I think Beyonce, she goes by Knowles Carter or and I think Jay-Z, I heard in a report today that he also uses Noel Carter, like it's weird. And then Jada Pinkett Smith, like you have that hyphenation part, but then you have, somebody who is Wendy Williams, hypothetically. Well, actually, no, Wendy Williams, her last name is Hunter. She doesn't even use Hunter. She didn't even take her husband's name, and she's still her maiden name. So it's interesting that you have people who are married that still go off of their maiden name and don't even use the new husband's name. I'm like, it's just
what I'm saying, when you're in entertainment, like there is a difference because that's what you got famous on that name. That name is a entity. That name is your brand. So just like Tina Turner,
in an instance with
that wasn't her name, but Tina Turner was that brand name. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you want to keep making money off of that brand. So if all of a sudden, she's Beyonce Carter. Even though people only call her Beyonce, but if she's known worldwide as Beyonce Knowles, and then, somebody that's clueless comes around like Beyonce Carter. I'm not listening to no Beyonce Carter. Who is this new person? Your name becomes your brand. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I can see that. But this dude, he took her name
because she said that her name was her brand, and she wasn't taking his name. So he said that he wants to honor their marriage and be a unit.
Right. Yeah. He sounds like somebody with a handout. Like, sure, babe, I'll do whatever you want me to do. He sound like somebody without a spine. Cause for me, he sound like a man that don't have no spine. Now, if my wife said to me, I don't want to take your last name, then basically you really don't want to take me because that's what I'm offering. When I offer my hand in marriage, I'm bringing you into my family. And I know by default, I become a part of your family too. But at the same time, it's like, you don't want to take my last name. It was cool when you was dating me, when you was sleeping with me. My last name was all right with you. But now that I asked you to get married to me, it's not cool no more. F-O-H.
Wow.
It's interesting. The conversation is growing, ladies and gentlemen. That's why I wanted to definitely talk about it. I posted the article on the Stilettos and Convos on Miss Lee Face to Face. You can take a look at it. I'm quite sure you've seen it all day today because everybody is talking about it, and I don't know if this is a trend of women, girl power, I don't know. Yeah. As a female, I'm old school, I don't do the hyphenated situation. Personally, my mother, they're not famous. She kept my dad's last name, and they're not married anymore. It's just how things are, But I feel like, people are just creating their own rules and setting trends or whatever. People are going to follow suit. I just think it just makes life so confusing for the kid. And, it's kind of like you're erasing bloodlines. Because as a female, we're still given a man's name. Our name came from our father. You know what I'm saying? So it's not nothing that we have female wise is ours. You were named by the man of the house. So it is very, very interesting. But yeah. Conversation.
Yeah.
Oh, the show is coming to
about.
A close. I saw that too. Watching the game. Yeah. So we will catch you on Monday, 8:30, more conversation here on Stiletto and Convos with Miss Lee. Stay close to the Facebook page. Stay close to the Twitter page. And like me on Instagram. I rock Stiletto is my name. Let's close out the show with a little bit of Sierra. 1, 2, step. Odie Bagitti. Thanks for tuning in. Let's get it.